a pleasure to bring a young man in, and I know his dad, Steve Wagman. We did the fantasy camps together years ago, but I remember when his young son, Joey Wagman, was playing Little League ball, I came out and talked to his team. Well, Joey has gone on, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about him before he comes on the air. Monta Vista High School graduate. Graduate of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Of course, Kruk will be glad about that. He just finished his seventh professional season in baseball. He spent 4 years in the Oakland A's system, reaching as high as AA Midland. He's been part of Israel baseball since 2016. And he joins us today because there are major things going on with Israel baseball, with the Olympics coming up. And, Joey, it's a pleasure to have you with us today, and I'm glad to have you talk a little bit about baseball in Israel.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, Marty. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so first of all, congratulations on your career. Remember when I came to talk to you when you were a little leaguer?
I do. That's actually what I pointed out to you when we first got in touch, and that was one of my first memories of you, before your radio show and everything, and that was a real treat to have you out there.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. Baseball in Israel, though, and I know a lot is going on, and you've got a chance to be part of this team. Tell us what's going on, because there's a very big part of the tournament for Olympic qualifying coming on. But what about the state of the team and players who are now part of it, and how are things going?
Yeah, so we have the major European tournament coming up here starting on Saturday, this coming Saturday, September 7th, over in Bonn, Germany. It's a 12-team tournament, and after the tournament ends, the winner of that tournament qualifies for the Olympics next year in Tokyo in 2020. So, you know, big implications for that. But as far as our team, we've actually had a long and windy road so far this summer. We've already won two tournaments, the first one being in Bulgaria, the second one being in Lithuania. So we've had to overcome tall odds already, and so we continue to succeed and continue to win. And now this next step is we're knocking on the door here on Saturday in Germany.
Wow, what's the competition like? And, of course, Israel, remember in the WBC, good things happened when more of the professional players were available. But what's the competition like for you?
So the competition coming up in this tournament is really going to be comprised of professional players from around the world. Now getting into September, some of the minor league seasons have ended. And so a lot of these teams, especially the stronger teams with Netherlands and Germany and Spain and Italy, they should be getting a lot of their minor leaguers back. So I expect the competition to be difficult and, not an easy road.
Wow, very good. All right, good preview. Joey Wagman is with us. He's part of the Israel baseball team. How do you like traveling around the world like this? Bulgaria, Lithuania? Well, what's that like?
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy thing where, you travel across the world and then a couple days later you suit up and play baseball game at international competition and winner go home every game. It's really a lot of fun. It combines two of my favorite things, traveling and baseball, and to be able to represent Israel, a country that means a lot to me. I grew up Jewish here in the Bay Area, and to wear that across my chest and represent a nation and a people and do it in a positive light, it's something that's pretty special.
Boy, amazing. You've been in professional baseball. Of course, as we said, you got up to AA Midland with the A's organization. What are the facilities like when you play a game in Bulgaria or Lithuania? What are the fields like?
Yeah, it's something to an extent of what you'd think. It's not like you're walking into Yankee Stadium, but the teams and the country, they really do a good job in upkeep because it really means a lot to each country. When you're hosting an international event like this, the community, the city, the country really gets behind the town itself, and shows a lot of support and really does everything that they can to host and make everything in top-notch condition. So it's definitely interesting. It's definitely different than being in, you know, professional stadiums here in the States. But it's they really take pride in hosting and making it how it should be.
All right. They can't give you peanut butter and jelly, though, right?
No. We haven't eaten the peanut butter and jelly. We leave that for the minor leagues.
All right, good. But I imagine you got different kinds of food in the clubhouse. All right. Joey Wegman with us. Tell us about the team, though. This is a good story, as you said, the winner of this tournament. And this is going to be a tough tournament now that I understand the teams that are in and some of the minor league players that will be available. Let's talk about your team, Team Israel, and some of the players and how this team is being put together and what you're up against.
Yeah, so this team is different from the WBC team that you mentioned, the World Baseball Classic that made a nice little run in Tokyo and in Korea before that. But so this team is mainly comprised of native Israelis, so, you know, guys who have grown up in Israel and who grew up playing baseball, which, you know, the number of those guys, it's relatively low. The main sports in Israel are still soccer and basketball, and so we're really hoping to spread baseball across Israel. And the, you know, we've already started to do that, but you know, that's been a major goal of ours to spread the game of baseball and have some youths you know, start to play. But also comprised on this team are guys like myself, who are American-born Jews who have now have gotten their dual citizenship. So, you know, myself included, I got my dual citizenship last year, in parts to compete on this team, but also in parts of possibly living in Israel after all this is over. So, you know, as far as the team is concerned, we have a good mix of native Israelis who have grown up playing baseball in Israel, and guys who are committed to this team, you know, so committed that we went over to Israel, got our dual citizenship, and so now we're citizens of Israel and of the United States, allowing us to play on this team.
Any professional players that we may know of on the team?
Yeah, so a couple guys that just joined the team pretty recently, Ty Kelly. So he was from the World Baseball Classic team, and you know, he had a little bit of big league time here recently, and then also Danny Valencia, recently with the A's. So he's joining the team too, and you know, those guys are really going to be a big help. And a couple names that you might recognize from the World Baseball Classic team, like Nick Rickles, you know, Blake Galen, some of these guys who really helped us in that World Baseball Classic run have made the leap to join this team, get their citizenship, and to play on this team, because that's the biggest difference for the World Baseball Classic. You don't need to be a citizen of the country to play. You just need to be eligible for citizenship. And for this being an Olympic tournament, you obviously need to be a citizen of the country. So it's we got to go that big extra step.
Very good. Very good explanation. Joey Wegman with us. Good to have you on. Now, are you going to pitch?
I am, yeah. So I'm a starting pitcher, and you know, we still got to sort some things out. You know, everybody will show up to Germany coming here in the next few days, and we'll get everything set up when we're over there. But I would assume that I would start either the first game or the second game, just so I can kind of come back as quick as possible, and just help the team out as much as I can. You know, tournament baseball, you kind of have to have all hands on deck at all times. You know, it's definitely a different nature than a 162-game season and just kind of letting it play out as well. So you kind of got to be ready for anything.
All right, so who's the first game with?
So our first game is against the Czech Republic. So the way the tournament starts is that we have a five-game round-robin tournament. They break the 12 teams up into two sides of six. And so our first five games go as follows. We go the Czech Republic, Sweden, Netherlands, Czech Republic, Sweden, Germany, Netherlands, and then Great Britain. And things start to get sorted out after those first five games. And you can actually anyone can check out the games. I can, you know, I can plug the website a little bit later.
Yeah, go ahead. Plug the website, because I know people may want to contribute money to the team, and I know you guys do a lot of fundraising. So how does someone follow this? It'll be fun to follow it. I'll definitely do it next weekend. But go ahead. What's the website? How do people get in touch?
Yeah, so the website, if you want to watch the games, is going to be www.baseball-em.de/the-tournament. And so that's how you watch the games and follow along with the games and everything. But, yeah, like you mentioned, a big part of this that we haven't talked about is that we do need to raise a lot of money for the team. You know, like I said, we've had a lot of tournaments already this summer, so it obviously gets very expensive. And the people who run this whole organization, the Israel Association of Baseball, is comprised of four people, and they're all volunteers. So there's, you know, it's a lot of strain on the entire organization, on the team. Our goal was to raise $200,000 for this tournament, and you know, we're still pretty short of that. So if anyone does want to contribute, or knows someone that wants to contribute, or just, you know, wants to help promote us, our website is to donate is www.juicer.org. That's JEWCER.org/project/team-Israel-baseball.
Well, great.
And
boy, great.
I know that's a mouthful,
from it.
But
well, you tweet it out to me if you can, if you're on Twitter at Baseball Marty, and I'll retweet that for you. So send it to me at Baseball Marty on Twitter. But great to have you on. Congratulations. We'll follow this next week, and I guess I'd like to see you pitch against Sweden. Come on, Sweden? Well, you know, you should be able to deal with that. So
I'd like to pitch against all of them.
All right, we'll see. Hey, great. Nice having you on. Congratulations. I know how hard you work. And for these things to happen, it takes a lot of people behind you. But you've accomplished a lot, and I'm glad to bring you on this morning to talk about it. And we will absolutely follow it next weekend. So, Joey, congratulations, and keep in touch. And make sure you do this on Twitter, at Baseball Marty, so I can retweet it.
Yes, sir. I most definitely will. And thank you very much, Marty, for allowing me to come on and share my experiences, and hopefully help the team here in a couple days.
Good story. Very good story. Congratulations. A local kid. All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.